This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But right now, let's turn our attention. Let's move over to soccer. Plenty of things to discuss. So we bring on the head coach for FC Dallas, Luchy Gonzalez, for the Luchy Gonzalez Show. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, gentlemen. Yourselves?
Yeah. We are good. We are good. Now, I know there is a lot of exciting stuff to talk about in terms of finalizing details for the tournament and everything like that, but I'm sure you will understand, and I would be remiss if I did not ask, what can or can you not tell me about the ongoing situation with Jesse Gonzalez?
Again, I cannot really give that information because I really don't know so much information. I would tell you that he is, discussing things with the league and having a consultation and finding solutions with him and his family to improve that situation. But you know, we wish him well, and we wish him to improve his situation. So as a club, we're thinking about him, and but I cannot comment really because I really don't know. I really don't know anything else, and I hope to find out more. And I know the league will hope to find out more, and then we can take our next steps.
Without commenting on the validity of the allegations made against him by his wife, I know that you know him going back to the academy system, and you know him from when he was younger. Just speaking as the person, how tough is it for you to see people that you have known for some time go through off-field difficulties like this?
It's hard, you know, when we found out the accusations. Obviously, as a professional, I have to approach it in a way that's in the best interest of FC Dallas. But personally, you know, I know Jesse and I know his family, and so that's difficult to try to wrap my head around it. And that's why I'm just, again, open and curious to learn more about this. But, you know, on behalf of myself and the club, we have zero tolerance for any type of domestic abuse or violence, and that's something that we take very seriously. So we just need to be patient and find out more.
Okay. Well, and I hope you understand that when you do find out more, whatever you can share with us and our audience, obviously we would like to know.
No, absolutely. And again, I know that MLS is doing their procedure in terms of investigation as well. We are focused here on the team that is available and to compete. We've had a really positive week in the group training, and we're looking forward to some actual full team training starting next week before this event in Orlando.
And the event in Orlando, if I understand correctly, it is officially a go to start July 8th. So when would the team head down there?
The team is the actual date of departure, guys, is not being decided until after the draw today, because we don't know our first game. So there's going to be a draw here in the next hour, and then I believe all the clubs will have to submit to MLS within a few hours when they plan to depart and get to Orlando. So it's all going to depend on when our first fixture can be. So that may be on the 8th or the 9th. It could be in the 11th or 13th. So we need to find that out first.
Okay. Are you excited to see like tangible things in place where we will be playing on this date, because it's gone from theoretical to actual?
Super excited. You know, super excited. When we first heard about this idea a month and a half ago or so, it's almost 2 months ago, we were excited. We were excited. We knew it was a long process to get things approved and to go through the phases for proper safety and health measures. But here we are. Here we are a week and a half, 2 weeks away from departing. And we are approaching this with a lot of urgency, with a lot of desire. We know it hasn't been ideal from a physical development or even a mental development, but I think we've been doing the best we can to stay connected and engaged with the players, pushing them physically, and now we've been able to work better technically, tactically. So we're going to have an expectation of ourselves to show our best for our fan base, for each other as an FC Dallas family. We don't want to make any excuses. We want to go there with a bite, a chip on our shoulder, how last season ended, and try to win some hardware here. And I know there's incentive with the prize and the Champions League. So the CONCACAF Champions League is the ultimate prize from this event. So we're excited that there's something on the line, and we want to take advantage of it.
Coach, I have a question about youth soccer for you. Last night was the first round of the Major League Baseball draft, and I have some buddies who have kids that play soccer. And soccer is just pretty much a select sport. Most select coaches do not want and even make contracts where you will not play for your high school team. I was just wondering, what's your stance on when it comes to developing soccer players and youth soccer? Do you like that it's just a select type of deal, or would you rather it be like how football and basketball and somewhat baseball is that you actually play for your school?
So this is an ongoing debate, and I do have experience with this topic. I coached when I was done playing in 2008, I coached youth. I coached boys, girls, U10, U11. So I'm very familiar with youth development and the younger ages. I coached high school. I coached several years in high school, private school, public school. I coached academy at the same time as high school, so club and high school. So, and here I had my experiences through FC Dallas and the academy and professionalism. So for me, it's important that we be us. We be the U.S. We embrace what our culture is and our youth development systems and cultures here. So for me, we have to recognize that globally, there is competition with other academies in the world. So FC Dallas is not just competing with local clubs here, non-professional clubs here in the youth levels. We're competing with Monterrey in Mexico. We're competing with Tigres in Mexico. We're competing with Boca Juniors in Argentina. We are competing with Ajax in Holland, because we want to develop players here locally that can reach our professional team. And yes, we're going to have international players that come and join our club at FC Dallas, but our young players are working to develop so they can get an opportunity with our first team. And so we have to recognize that youth development globally, all over the world, South America, Europe, some of the top leagues in the world, in Europe, that's a like you said, kind of a select type program where it's from U7-8 competitive all the way up to U19 to pre-professional. So, you know, but at the same time, I think we should embrace our systems, our structures with school, high school, college, even middle school. So, you know, I think if everything's about a balance, and I don't know what the exact solution can be. I know we're competing with some of the best clubs in the world, which are training five times a week at U10. In Holland, in Germany, in Brazil. So we have to make sure that we're competing with that in our curriculums and in our training. But I think it's important that we get different pathways for all different kind of players. And players can go through their own pathway and avenue. And in those different avenues, they can become a professional player. And not just become one or debut, but have a career. We need to keep developing more players to have careers, and more coaches to have more careers in professional soccer, not just in the U.S. and globally. And I know we're taking steps in those directions, little by little.
Well, I know you said it's coming up in the next hour, so obviously we hope the MLS is back tournament draw goes well for you guys, and we can talk all about it next week, good sir.
Yes, I'm excited to find out who it is, and whoever is in our group, we're going to approach it with a lot of pride and want to beat the team that's in front of us. So thank you guys for your interest, and speak next week.
Absolutely. Later, Coach.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.